Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I think it's very simple. Rafael Devers, after all that had happened with Boston this spring, the move from third base to DH, then them wanting him to play first base, did not want to be in Boston anymore. And the Red Sox saw this as an opportunity to get rid of more than $250 million that he was owed. And the San Francisco Giants are taking on every penny of his remaining contract that runs through 2033. At the same time, the Red Sox in Kyle Harrison and Jordan Hicks get a couple of arms. They're also getting James Tibbs, the first round pick from the San Francisco Giants last year, 13th overall out of Florida State, as well as one more prospect. Regardless of the mechanics of this deal, Carl, it is a shocker. The timing is shocking. The magnitude of the player is shocking. And again, Rafael Devers was supposed to be the guy that Boston was building around in the future. And now he's going to be a San Francisco Giant.
This is a sad day. It's a bad day.
High noon, Jones and Keith here on WEEI. It's not a sad day or a bad day, I don't think. Not for me.
I think a lot of people are upset. People are steaming.
I wanted more of a return.
Yeah, I wanted more of a return. I'm happy
he's gone, though.
The timing is wild. You just swept the Yankees. You're above 500. Devers even homers in the game. And I'm no Devers fan or defender or anything like that, but I was blindsided when they traded him yesterday. And yeah, overall, and for the rest of the season, I think they're going to be okay. And for the future, I'm fine with it. I want to make sure they still spend money. I'm not like, oh, wow, they saved money. That's actually a negative when, you know, knowing this ownership group over the last several years. They were sort of bullied into spending money on Devers, and then one of the first chances they had to get out of it, they did.
So, yeah, I don't think they really ever wanted to do that deal in the first place. I think some of the reporting from Julian McWilliams makes that clear. I like how you started the show, Keith.
Thank you.
And I think you're right. The Red Sox can trade Rafi Devers, and you can also complain that the return wasn't enough. You can trade Devers and be happy with it, and also complain that the return wasn't enough. And one of the problems is they clearly didn't like canvas baseball, turning over every rock and stone for the best possible return. And you mentioned the timing as it relates to how hot the team has been. They should have traded him in spring training. I mean, they should have traded him way back when, and I don't really get what the wait was for. Maybe they were holding out to get a player like Kyle Harrison or something like that. I have no idea, but they probably should have just gotten rid of this guy way back when.
But it seemed like they were able to at least survive that little hiccup when he didn't want to be a DH. He legit said, no, I won't DH.
And left.
But then opening day is the DH. Mm-hmm. So he was the DH. But then, fast forward a little bit, both Tristan Casas and Alex Bregman get hurt, which the Red Sox didn't bank on and they were praying wouldn't happen. But if those guys are still healthy, I think Devers is still on the team and he's still the DH. And maybe in the back of their mind, they're like, we don't like how he handled that and we'll see what happens next. But you don't have the owner of the team flying to Kansas City to be like, hey, can you pick up a glove? And him saying, F you.
And in fairness, you were with Devers not wanting to move off a DH until guys started getting hurt.
Yeah, well, it was both. Like when both got hurt, you're like, all right, maybe now you need to get out there.
Right, we were already talking about it before, just with Casas struggling. Yeah, we were talking about the idea of him taking grounders, which
I said no.
We're against.
Well, no, because I still maintain he's a terrible defensive third baseman. I don't think he's going to somehow be a good defensive first baseman. So I was of the mindset, like, just let the guy DH. But then the team was asking him to do it, and the team wanted to open up some flexibility, and they have all these different guys playing out of position as it is. And I don't think it was going to be one of those things either where it was like, hey, pick up a first baseman glove, and that's your job every day for the rest of the season and your career. It's like desperate times call for desperate measures. They need you for a few games, maybe a week, to play first. And he wouldn't do it. He squashed it. Wouldn't even go to third. The way the whole thing played out was pretty embarrassing for everybody involved, including Alex Cora, who wouldn't even talk to him. So then I think that just sort of was a breaking point. And once he said no to John Henry, John Henry's like, all right, we're going to trade him. Which that I kind of respect.
Mm.
But then it's
I do
like,
too.
trade him to the first team that calls and trade him for nothing? I'm like, wait a minute. What?
So,
and bring back no money, so now you're just saving a ton of money, and it's like, no, this I don't like.
I disagree with the Twitch chat. It says you can't complain about the return and in the same breath say how bad of a player Devers is. I don't think we said he's bad. I have called him overrated.
Oh, no, I think people around here do kind of overrate him a little bit.
Me too. He's never, you point this out all the time, he's never been a top 10 MVP candidate. He's never gotten top 10 MVP votes.
My favorite stat. So when people are like, he's like a top best player, I'm like, well, he never has been, and I don't think he will. Do you think he's getting better, or is he maybe have a couple more seasons like this, and then he's probably going to dip down a little bit? So, no, I think you could have gotten more in return, and I'm not saying you get back several All-Stars, but they got a scrub who may or may not be a starter, a potential like former prospect, and then like two young minor leaguers. That's not a good return. Even if he's as bad as we think he is or as good as people say that he is.
And I'm more open to Harrison clicking as a top end of the rotation guy than you are, but I acknowledge that's a huge question mark. And at the big league level, he's pitched in parts of three seasons. He's had a mid-4s ERA every year. Now, he's 23. He punches out a guy in inning. He was a highly thought-of prospect on his way up to the majors. Andrew Bailey worked with him when he was with the Giants. So Bailey may even have a connection here with him. And to a lesser degree, Hicks. I'm not sure they actually overlapped during their time with San Fran. But I'm more open to that. But I agree. I don't like the return. I like that he's off the team. And I don't think the season is over. And I think they can continue winning. And I think getting the problem out of the room, and I think Devers was a problem, I think can allow this team to finally reach its potential. Because they've been underachieving all year long, really until the last week.
It's funny because I asked you what you thought or how you thought Alex Cora feels about this. And I know he had his post about it and whatever, and it's like him and Endeavors. And so you and I both at first were like, yeah, he's probably overall upset because you're taking away a talented guy, a guy who he was hitting second in the order, a guy that even won a World Series with all those years back. In fact, the last guy that was on that 2018 team is now gone. But we had a couple of texters point out, like, this guy has been a giant headache for him. So it might be kind of shocking to Cora. He's like, man, I wish this could have gone somewhere else, but his job did get easier.
Yeah, look, they might be right. My guess is Cora doesn't like this because, you know, Cora has been pro-Devers to the point where he wouldn't even ask him. He made Breslow go ask to switch positions. He made John Henry get on a flight to Kansas City to go meet with him. So that's my read on it, but you're right. I mean, his job got in some ways easier. I mean, it's pretty easy to pencil in Devers as your DH, second spot in the order, piling up a bunch of RBIs. Like, that's pretty easy.
Yeah.
But in terms of all the distraction and the questions and all that, I mean, his job is easier. Real quick, I want to read from Julian McWilliams. I think has the best reporting on this. Because all of it, to me, makes sense. I kind of felt this stuff all along. Like, I thought their plan was for him to take grounders at third and first and be flexible, even if they were going to have him DH. I didn't believe they were just like, no, lose your glove. I never believed that. And I also believed he probably requested a trade at some point in time and wanted out. When this trade went down,
I'm like,
I believe he's the one who wanted out. And I think Henry, when he met with him in Kansas City, that was probably the final straw. So here's Julian McWilliams, CBS Sports, formerly of the Globe. He says, what's the Red Sox side of this, and how did it go sideways? So he makes it clear he's talking to probably front office, maybe even ownership level people with the Red Sox. When you work at the Globe, you have direct lines to John Henry. So maybe it goes that high for all I know. But here's the Red Sox side of it, according to McWilliams. For starters, the Red Sox did not do right by Devers by failing to communicate they were targeting Alex Bregman to play the position he'd patrolled, albeit underwhelmingly on defense throughout his Red Sox tenure.
Mm-hmm.
As the team's highest paid player, he was at least owed that conversation. So McWilliams does acknowledge the Red Sox made a mistake with their poor communication in their pursuit of Alex Bregman. They didn't really keep Devers in the loop on that.
So do you think
I'm okay with Devers being upset about it. I think he never got over it, which is weird, but the initial anger about that, being blindsided by the Bregman signing, they should have communicated better. I agree with that.
And I guess we won't know the answer to this, but if back in early March, like late February, they said, hey, we are going full go at Alex Bregman, and then they get him, you think Devers is like, oh, that's fine? I don't think so. I could be wrong, but I just feel like he really wanted to play third base. He felt like that was a big demotion and a slap in his face. So he was going to go kicking and screaming whether they told him or not.
I think that's probably true. I think they knew he was going to kick and scream, which is why they probably kept him in the dark on Bregman.
Oh, maybe. Then if you don't get him,
they weren't sure they were going to get him. Right. I mean, it came down to a couple offers from the Tigers and the Red Sox, and Bregman chose, but I don't think they had a great read landing Bregman. So they probably kept him in the dark because they knew he'd be a giant baby about it.
The people that are Again, most of our callers actually have been pretty much like, see you later, Devers.
Yeah, they've mostly been on our side. But that's very different than Greg's show because they were all.
Greg's show's different.
They were all very adamantly anti.
Text line,
organization.
Twitter.
Yeah.
A little bit more pro Devers. I guess I would ask if it's simply, would you rather have Devers or Bregman? For the people that are really pissed that Devers is gone, like, which guy would you rather have? Because if they never sign Bregman, I bet Devers is still here, you know, butchering the ball at third base, but probably, you know, still hitting the same way that he is, and he's on the team, but you don't have Bregman. And if that's what you prefer, then maybe you got to look back at Alex Cora and be like, was it really worth kind of upsetting the roster to bring in Bregman? Me personally,
how many years of Bregman?
I don't know.
Good question.
Maybe the one.
Maybe one.
Maybe one, maybe two more. I don't know.
Have Bregman. Bregman's a better player. I'd rather have Bregman.
How many good years of Devers are left? What do you think?
I don't know. He might.
He's only 28.
But he's like an old 28.
Correct. Like, I don't think he's going to age well.
Right.
You have to when you're DH.
Well, but you need to be in some kind of shape. Like, I mean, people said that about Sandoval. They're like, oh, he's out of shape, but look at his production. Like, at some level, that goes off a cliff.
Yeah.
And he's a better player than Pablo, but still, I mean, that kind of logic.
Miguel Cabrera made an all-star team at 33 and then played 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 more years where he sucked.
He never made an all-star team after 33?
He made like one as like a, hey, you're an old guy. Remember in 2022? Yeah. I think he and Pujols maybe made one, but like he wasn't really an all-star. But yeah, he made an all-star team in 2016 and then he played through 2023. Just was not good anymore.
Closing the loop here on the McWilliams report. He says, according to a source familiar with the situation, Devers was asked to take grounders at third and first in spring training.
Yeah.
He declined.
Awesome.
And instead asked for a trade. Now, Cotillo is reporting he never requested a trade. Sean McAdams said weeks ago, maybe months ago, that he was so mad about them asking to move that he considered asking for a trade but never did.
Yeah.
So maybe there's some semantics at play. Did Devers demand a trade right to John Henry's face in Kansas City? Or to Breslow's face in spring training? Maybe, maybe not. But here's what I bet happened. I bet Devers told his agent he wants out, and his agent told the Red Sox. I bet that. He said the request set the wheels in motion for what became a growing divide between the Red Sox best player and the front office, led by Chief Baseball Officer Craig Breslow. When Tristan Casas went down in May with a ruptured left patellar tendon, Breslow approached Devers again, this time leaving Alex Cora out of it, so he could play quote-unquote good cop in case Devers blew up.
He prefers that role.
Breslow asked if he'd consider playing first, and again, Devers declined, blah, blah, blah. But right down to requesting a trade, which makes sense. I'm sure this all went down in Kansas City. Henry went to see him, and again, whether he requested it directly or indirectly through his agent, I don't have the answer.
Yeah.
But he declined to John Henry in person to play the field, the guy paying him $300 million. And I bet Henry was done with him then, and I bet he was done with them even before that.
Yeah, and it kind of felt like that was what was going to happen because that trip to Kansas City was a while ago, and every once in a while when they would get asked about it, whether it was Cora or Breslow or Kennedy and like their few, you know, media appearances, it would be like, well, we're having like ongoing conversations. It's like, yeah, with other teams to trade him.
Right.
You're not like, what more can you say? Like, he's not like, he was clearly adamant that he wasn't going to pick up a glove. And then you think one day when you ask him, like, pretty please with sugar on top,
he's
like
gonna
the
10th
time, he's like, yeah, guys, I will get out there.
I thought he would. I kind of even fell for the Kennedy stuff last week. And Kennedy's like, nah, he's going to do it.
No
I'm like,
chance.
Oh, okay. I kind of fell for
no
it.
No chance.
I mean, I absolutely fell for it. I thought he would.
Yep.
Most guys do. I thought this guy eventually would.
Every guy on the team has.
Legacy Killer in the Twitch chat says, here we go again. Hit piece after the trade.
Dude, it was all season. We've been doing this all season. We had a plan like a month ago. I was like, trade him.
We've been talking about it since spring training. It's not a hit piece after the fact. And by the way, I hope there's a hit piece where we find out really how bad it was behind the scenes.
True.
I hope we get one.
Yeah, this was the most public.
This is not that, but this guy deserves one of these. He deserves a hit piece.
That's another one where you look at all these trades and people brought him up. And I get why. They're all a little bit different, whether you want to talk about, you know, surprising trades or bad return trades, whether it's like Luca, Nomar, Mookie, Joe Thornton, for God's sakes, like all those ones that like caught people off guard. I don't know. They're all a little bit different. Those four, I feel like there wasn't as much public criticism of the player for months prior to it happening.
Well, that's why I think Nomar is a good comp, because Nomar, with his stupid red line, and he was done with Boston.
Okay. All right.
He was done with the media anyway in Boston. So I think Nomar is a more fair comp for Devers because he was like a hot button topic.
Luka was one that was just like, oh, this is the face of the franchise, greatest player ever. We love him. Gone.
Yeah.
You're like, wait, what?
No, that was out of left field.
And even
sure.
like Joe Thornton, I don't think there was much of a, I'm trying to remember back to that time.
That one I don't
Well, the team was struggling, but then it was like, it was shocking. It was shocking that it happened. And obviously the return there was abysmal.
617-779-7937. So I wanted to read there from Julian McWilliams, reset some of our thoughts. Let's get to you guys on the phones. A lot of you waiting patiently, as you have been all day long. How about our buddy Justin in Washington, D.C.? What's up, Justin?
Hey, gentlemen. I think this is a massive blunder that kicks off a rebuild similar to the Bruins and Joe Thornton. I don't need to get into this year. They're going to finish 10 games under 500, last in the AL East, minor league lineup like the last caller projected. I want to focus on two things. Number one, the rookies. They now need all three of these rookies to hit to be a good team moving forward because they lost their one elite hitter. And in baseball, if one of these three prospects hits, you're beating the odds. And that prospect that hits, hypothetically, is probably not going to be as good as Devers. And then the
Justin, what did you think? If Devers was on the team the rest of the year, what do you think their record would have been? Or like whatever, over or under 500?
You said 10 games under without him. So, yeah, what would it be with him?
Yeah, I think they'd probably be, assuming they added a three starting pitcher or a bullpen arm, probably like 7 to 8 over and contend for that last wild card.
So he's a 20-game difference? I disagree with you on that.
Well, not by war, because you know that's not
how they calculate it. No, I'm not even talking about that. But like with him, you're 20 games better than without him. I think, I don't know if there's any player in baseball like that.
Yeah,
I mean, they've sucked for three straight years with him. Three and a half.
Yeah.
And that's why I think they're going to be 10 under without him. But anyways, we digress. We can disagree on that. The real issue is these three prospects aren't going to hit, but this is a financial dump because they were not going to be able to get under the CBT, and they do not believe in this team because their contracts to trade are Buehler, Giolito, and Chapman. And Chapman's not nearly enough to get under the dump. The second point is...
Okay, well, let's stick with that for a minute. I do think this was a cash dump, which I don't like about
that
the trade.
Sucks.
Like saving John Henry money, I don't care about. So they should have, and you said this earlier, they should have eaten some of the salary to get a better return.
Yes.
And part of the reason they didn't get a good return is because I think Devers has a bad contract. And he's now a DH only. He's out of shape. And so, look, they should have canvassed the league and called up more teams than just the Giants. Other teams inquired with them, but it didn't sound like, according to Olney, they shopped him around. So they absolutely should have done that. I don't think they were getting a big return for him unless they ate some of the contract, and that does bother me. It's part of the reason I have an issue with the return.
He has 8 years left on his deal.
So it'll be 36 at the end of the deal?
That's right. Yeah. I mean, so it's not like you're paying the guy into his 40s like we've seen some of these other bad contracts with, but yeah, I don't know how that's going to be. Yeah, them saving money is certainly, there's no defending that. And that's why I want to know, like, what's next year going to look like? Are you going to be able to get Kyle Tucker or Pete Alonso and go from there? Because the caller said it's like a long rebuild. Is it? Like, is it a long rebuild?
I don't think so.
I actually look at these guys, and I know they're not, like, hitting the cover off it right now, but doesn't just having, like, Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer and Christian Campbell playing, it feels like that is going to be a group that maybe next year or the year after that is going to be like competing and contending for like World Series. Like you get like a good feeling about those guys.
Yeah, you hope
can't
this
wait for
is
them to trade them all.
Well, I mean,
they're not going to re-sign here. Yeah, but like they better get going.
Even if they do sign here, they could trade them, which they just proved with Rafael Devers. Yeah. So that's a fair point. But no, I don't think it's a long. I think they're going to continue on their upswing without Devers. That's what I think. I don't think they're going to be 10 games under 500. If they do, they've failed, and I don't think they're going to do that. But we'll find out. Ben's in Boston. Hello, Ben.
Hey, boys. Thanks for taking my call today. Yep. Just a few quick real points. It's very interesting you talk about the salary dump because I forget what it was, that $150 million thing with Liverpool. You know, Henry being done with Devers dumps him off. I think that's a huge part of it. Myself, I remember also just seeing if it's true or not, him saying a quote for the Giants saying, hey, I'll play first for you guys. And I think that is a slap in the face to Red Sox
fans.
So
is that a real quote or is that like some AI quote? I haven't seen that either. So let's be careful to do that. But I wouldn't rule out that he'll play the field for the Giants. I wouldn't rule that out at all.
Oh, definitely not.
And it would be a slap in the face. But let's put that to the side. I forget if it was Billy or Nick before the show. One of them was bringing this up. the Liverpool purchase,
yeah.
meaning a player contract that they purchased.
They got like a big-time player.
They're also...
from the Bundesliga.
Looking to sell off either pieces or the whole thing with the Pittsburgh Penguins. So, I don't know. With FSG, you can never rule out it's all part of a bigger plan moving off of Rafael Devers. I do think this one's a little more personal than some of the other times I've criticized, like, the portfolio, because Henry made it personal by going to Kansas City, and then Devers made it personal by refusing to play the field to the owner's face. And so maybe I'm giving him too much of an out, and I shouldn't, trust the Fenway Sports Group, and I guess I know that as I'm saying it. I don't think this was rolled up into some bigger move personally. I think Henry went to go meet with him. He said no, and Henry's like, well, what am I paying you for? Get him out of here.
No, but it is one where people argue back and forth on whether or not, like, all of John Henry's things that he owns are, like, in one basket, or are they truly individual?
But I believe that. I believe they're all in one big basket.
Yeah.
I do believe that.
But
just
you think this is more of a coincidence,
well,
the timing of it?
I don't apply it to the...
like, they literally just got a guy for, like, $150 million, and they just dumped a guy that was, like, $250.
And they've been trying to shed salary all year. They tried to move Yoshida in every Costas deal to the Mariners to get rid of that
salary.
Yeah, but
so they... Yeah, look,
but he's not even playing, though.
No, but
they may have wanted to
shed salary.
But trading Devers specifically, to me... like, that's a lot of salary to lop off, but I don't think they'd trade him if Devers said, yeah, I'll play third base when Henry met with him.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Was it Greg's show that
so
was...
no matter who they signed with Liverpool or whatever they're selling off with Pittsburgh and trying to... if Devers said he'd play the field when Henry met with him, I think Devers would still be here.
Yeah, and I think it was... what the exact poll question was.
Oh, was it about his attitude or money, basically, right?
Yeah, and I just feel like right now when you don't take back any money, it feels like a salary dump. But I don't think they would have traded him if he was just like, sure, I'll be the DH, or like if Casas never got hurt and they never even asked him to play first. You never even have that debate.
I agree.
You never even have that argument. I think he's still on the team.
Same. I don't think he's getting dealt in that scenario.
No.
So I don't think...
money!
I think the trade wound up being a cash dump for sure.
Absolutely
what it is. But I don't think that was the motivation in trading Devers. I think him being an a-hole was the motivation in trading him.
Correct.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It looks like the Red Sox are ready to go full throttle with the young dudes, right? They've got the holy grail. The trio is there. They're all going to play. It looks like one of the kids is going to play third base for the next 10 years now.
Right.
Alex Bregman is sitting on the IL right now. There has to be a little gleam in his eye. He can opt out after a year.
You get away from the drama that unfortunately did follow this situation with Rafael Devers. He has been absolutely unbelievable with the bat since he has been there in Boston. But this year, it was so much pushback back and forth that you do come up with concerns about how that impacted the team, how that impacted the relationship with the manager, with his teammates, and not being as flexible as the team would have hoped he was going to be with the contract that he had earned with the organization. So I feel like they've made the decision. They're going to move past that, hopefully try to continue to get the team better. And I think you go ahead and go after Alex Bregman right now.
Yeah,
you don't even wait to the offseason. Go and get him now.
What do you think of that commentary, Keith, from Matt Vasgersian, Chris Young, on MLB Network? They better get to Bregman and pay him right now because he's going to opt out after this trade.
I mean, let's see what he looks like when he comes back healthy. He's also getting $41 million next year, guaranteed. And then he can always opt in the next year. He has $83 million guaranteed over the next 2 years if he just opts in both times. I'm not as afraid as those guys are.
Me either.
I think he'll probably be back. He chose Boston for a reason. And now, maybe if he was healthy all year and had a top 10 MVP kind of season, maybe he tries to see if there's a little bit more money out there. But I'm not going to lose my mind. Red Sox even have a little bit of leverage, to be honest. They could be like, all right, we'll put Marcelo Meyer there at third. They have Meyer play third. Story's still back at short. Campbell's at second. Like, they could do it that way.
Here's the thing. I don't think he's opting out unless there's more money. So, like, their whole line of discussion there, I think, is wrong. They're like, oh, he wants out because Devers is gone. No. If he can get more money by opting out, well, then, yeah, he'll opt out. But I think the injury complicates that. I can't imagine he's going to opt out after missing a couple months in the middle of the year with an injury he's had prior. No one wanted to give him this contract last offseason. Now they're going to give it to him in an injury-plagued season?
No.
I don't think so.
Everybody else was offering him less money in maybe a couple more years.
But. I also bet he's happy Devers is gone. I bet a lot of guys in that clubhouse are happy he's gone.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a guess. But I bet not having that distraction in the clubhouse is more welcome than a lot of fans.
He also doesn't
realize.
Strike me as the guy. I think he was not thrilled to have to leave Houston. I think he wanted to play his whole career in Houston. So do you see him just like ping-ponging teams like later in his career? I bet he wants to stay here, especially like this is one case. I don't. Neither you or I are huge fans of Cora's season that he's having and the job he's done. But Bregman likes him, and he likes Bregman. So, like, if Cora's back, that's another thing that Bregman might look at and say, all right, I'm coming back.
Yeah. I mean, if he crushes the ball in the second half and he can opt out and make $50 million a year, well, then he'll opt out. But if he can't get more money, I don't care if the Red Sox are in last place. He's not opting out, I don't think. Speaking of money, Shaughnessy had a tweet. According to SpotTrack, the Red Sox have dropped to 19th in MLB team payroll allocation. That means for next year, Nick? He's talking about next year?
I honestly don't know what he means, because everything I looked at was like 13th, 9th. I don't really know where
he's. They're not 19th this year. Is he talking about in future seasons? I think they're 10th in CBT accounting now, I believe.
For currently or for next year, you mean?
For right now.
Oh, okay.
I think Shaughnessy's talking about money
that obviously
allocated
took him down
year.
Quite a bit. Although Jordan Hicks, as much as he stinks, you're paying him $12.5 million. So it's not just did all salary dump. Like, he did bring some money back onto the books.
He actually got a worse contract back.
That's probably why he's here. Honestly, I was wondering what he was doing even in the trade. Red Sox might not have wanted him. The Giants may have said, hey, you're taking him.
Right.
We're taking on this whole contract. Take him. 617.
They almost just released Devers. Almost. Like,
I like Harrison more than you do, but yeah. So that's something.
It's close.
But, you know, Twitch chat was saying this is like Vaughn Grissom. Could be. Vaughn Grissom was also a highly touted prospect.
Yeah, I guess. But that felt like, all right, if the Braves are giving up on him, I didn't love that.
Okay.
Even in real time. But I thought he might be like your second baseman here or there. I didn't think he'd be this bad.
No.
So I believe this allocation is the 26-man money.
Okay.
So all the guys in the IL don't count.
Okay. So Bregman doesn't count right now and things like that. Okay. Well, that makes
Bregman and Yoshida are two of your highest paid guys.
I mean, that makes between the Tigers and the Royals.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't want to be there at any kind of salary thing.
But I just, like I said, payroll, I don't care about payroll allocation. What are they spending on the team? Like, Bregman is money they're spending. He's just not healthy. So, look, they're cheap ownership group that has – they shouldn't be 10th in baseball. They should never be out of the top three.
No.
Never mind top five, top tens, but they're not 19th. Yeah, practically, they're not 19th.
Right.
617-779-7937. How about Jim in Mansfield? Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. You know, I got a little bit of my thunder stolen. I believe that the person responsible for all this is Craig Breslow. And the reason that I do is, Jones, you made a comment about they had no plan B for first base.
No, that was
in November,
Keith.
Who are the two guys you heard about in November? Who are the two guys we heard? These are the guys they're going after solidly.
Long-term, Vladdy? Is that who you're talking about? Just answer your own question. Who are you talking about?
That is. It is.
Okay.
Vladimir Guerrero and Alex Bregman. So Tristan Cassis was plan B at first base. And the whole management of this, and again, I had a little bit of my thunder taken by that report you read. I don't think Craig Breslow managed, and that's his job, is to manage.
No, it's Cora's job.
Rafi Devers and Tristan Cassis.
Cora's job's to manage. But, Jim, let me ask you this. Who really wanted Alex Bregman? Wasn't that Cora? And the bringing in Bregman's what really escalated this whole thing and sort of led to Devers being upset, and now Devers being gone.
But I think if they went to Devers back in November, and you made the comment that no matter what they did, he was going to be a crybaby. But if they went to Devers back in the in November and said, listen, this is our plan. This is what we're going to do. You're going to be with us.
Yeah, Jim.
You're our highest paid guy.
Jim, I acknowledge this.
They weren't going to cut him. They weren't going to get rid of him. They asked him to DH. He pouted about it. Then they asked him if he could try to play first base, and he was like, no. And then they were like, all right, see you later.
But I acknowledge they could have communicated with him better.
Sure.
Okay? He needs to get over it and grow up. But I bet the reason they didn't communicate it with him is because they knew how he'd take it. So I bet they were like, look, if Bregman signs with the Tigers, we don't want to piss Devers off, so we're going to purposefully keep him in the dark, which was a mistake, But I bet even if they kept him in the loop, he would have acted like this. I bet he would have thrown a fit even if they had him in the loop the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just a guess. I don't know that, but I bet that's why they kept him in the dark and didn't communicate it to him, because they knew he'd act like this.
Yeah, I just feel like, I guess we won't know for sure just because it didn't happen this way, but it seems like he was really upset. And he, remember that first press conference where he was like, I'm a third baseman. I play third base. I'm a third baseman. Like, I'm not moving to DH. I'm sure it was a little bit more intense because he felt like he was lied to, but he's played third base his whole career. He thinks he's a third baseman. Like, that's what he wants to do. So whether you were really straightforward with him or not, I don't think he's going to be happy to have to do something different for this season.
Let's go to Lori in Connecticut. Hello, Lori.
Hi there. You guys have been saying pretty much everything I've been thinking about this whole situation. I think that Rafi brought it upon himself because he thought he was indispensable. And I think that he didn't, I mean, I don't, to be honest with you, I don't know why everybody's so upset. We didn't lose an Aaron Judge. We lost someone who wasn't willing to be a leader, who didn't really want to be the face of the franchise. I think the fan base put that on him rather than him taking it on himself. And I feel as though, you know, his fielding wasn't great. His production wasn't consistent. He was sometimes too much in his head. I wish everybody would just calm down and recognize that is it a sentimental loss? Yes. But if you look at it logically in the long term, I think that, and other people have said this, I think that a cancer from the clubhouse was cut out. And I think that the young ones that have, I think the young ones were making him irrelevant anyway.
Well, let's see about that with the young players. I do think he was a problem in the clubhouse. People are acting like this is a Mookie Betts trade.
I asked on the break,
is it worse than Mookie Betts? No, it's not a worse trade than Mookie Betts. They might get a horrible return. Yeah, yeah. It may be a bad return like Mookie Betts. But Betts is 10 times the player this guy is.
He's good. He's a good hitter. I think, you know, quickly after moving on from Mookie Betts, he was runner-up in the MVP and winning World Series. As soon as you traded Chris Sale, he won the Cy Young. I don't think Devers is going to – you're not going to feel that. He's not going to win the National League MVP over any time in at any point.
If he starts getting MVP votes in the top 10, it'll be the first time in his life.
Correct.
So, yeah, I'm not holding my breath on that either. I bet – he may not hit 30 home runs ever for the Giants.
I think
the last guy to hit 30 for the Giants was Barry Bonds. So he may never hit 30 home runs again.
Big ballpark with the wind blowing all the time off the ocean.
He already wasn't doing that every year. People act like he's like a perennial 30, 35 home run guy. He's not.
No, he's pretty much every other year, and this is a year that he's supposed to. So starting in 2019, every odd year he hit 30 home runs. Every even year he did not.
And what's career high, 38? You have it in front of you?
Yeah, 38 in 2021.
Yeah.
Where he finished 11th in the MVP.
He's never hit 40. He's hit 33 times.
Yeah.
Well, that's a nice player, but it's not what Betts.
And didn't those years he also drove in 100. All the other years he didn't even drive in 100. Yeah. He's good. Like, I don't want to make it look like, oh, the guy's a bum, but I don't know. There's a cutoff between guys like Mookie Betts and Joe Thornton and Luka Doncic and all these names that have been like thrown out there like with Devers. I'll give you this one is almost as surprising as like a lot of those. And
I was very surprised when I saw the tweet last night. Yes.
He hits a home run and then like late that afternoon, you're like, he just got traded to the Giants for a bag of balls. You're like, oh. So like the worst part of this trade isn't Devers gone. The worst part is you've got some good momentum going with the team. You've won 5 in a row. You've dug yourself out of being below 500. You save a lot of money, which fans don't care about. And then you add really no player that's going to help you in the immediate, like, right now.
Yeah, well, Harrison's going to help Worcester.
Yeah, Woosock's got better.
And Hicks is on the IL. So that's not a great start for the return.
And then you have two guys that are going to go to, like, high A. Like, they might not even be in Portland this year.
Guys, rookie ball don't do it for you?
Yeah, they might not be with the Red Sox
for another circle back. Put a pin in it.
2-3
And I assume we're going to be on the air here in 5 years.
Yeah,
and then
we
can talk about, we can revisit the trade.
I bet that's a good
time. On the 5-year anniversary of the trade.
Jose and Brian Bayo hold it down.
Yeah. 617-779.
Bayo brothers.
7937. No, I mean, look, I don't like the timing either, that they're getting hot and now they this would have been a better trade in the middle of a losing streak.
I mean, you couldn't even
in the midst of 5 in a row and getting over 500 and sweeping the Yankees.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they did sweep the Yankees.
That's tough timing.
Leave it to them, though, to like bury their own sweep of the Yankees into this. And the comments are hysterical because they're tweeting out like, thanks, Devers. Like, yeah, that's what people want to see right now.
And at least, Keith, they're ready to face the music, right?
No, that's going to be an 8 p.m. Zoom tonight with Craig Breslow and Sam Kennedy.
8 p.m. Zoom call. So that is real wussy. We can get to that with all your phone calls coming up. We'll do that next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hill comes set, his pitch, hit hard and deep, left center field, way back by the wall, off the wall, the Red Sox win. Narvaez, a wall ball, and the Red Sox win it. Another classic Red Sox-Yankee ball game on a Friday night at Fenway Park, and they're going crazy in those green uniforms, out around second base congratulating Narvaez.
Classic Red Sox getting some momentum, sweeping the Yankees over 500. They've won five in a row and then can't even stay out of their own way. They're trading their highest paid player. So I think it's going to work.
Some would call him the face of the franchise. I don't know. I never really called him that.
Some also call him the best player. I'm not even willing to go there.
Well, Crochet's their best player.
Yeah, and I think when Bregman's out there, Bregman's better.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's their best player.
Okay.
I think he's maybe their best hitter, like pure hitter, probably.
Yeah.
But is he their best player? No. And you're right. Crochet's definitely better. And Bregman, I think when he's out there, has been better.
Mm-hmm.
So
Duran was better last year.
Yeah.
Not this year, though.
No,
this year, for sure, Devers better. But
we said this earlier. I would have rather traded Devers than Duran.
Same.
So, if I got to pick one or the other, you don't have to. The Red Sox can pay all these guys. But if you got to pick one or the other, I'm happy they stuck with Duran. But, you know, when it comes to the outlook going forward and just the awkwardness of the Zoom call tonight at 8 p.m.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be great.
I think all of it's poorly timed and annoying, but I do think the team will be fine on the other side of it.
Well,
I don't think trading Devers, they're going to go 10 games under 500 like the caller.
No, the one caller was convinced Devers was worth 20 games. I don't know if anybody's worth 20 games. Is Mike Trout worth 20 games?
No.
They lose a million games. Like, that's a lot to put on one player. And so it's a pretty easy place to market. They're one game over at the time of the trade, thanks to this five-game winning streak, but he was obviously a part of it. So one game over. If you're taking bets right now, do they finish the season more than one game over 500?
I think yes.
I think they're going to have a better record the rest of the way than they did to this point. Now, they didn't. It's not like they set the world on fire. It's not like they're this great team or anything like that. They're barely over 500, but I think they're going to be better. Now, for that formula to play out, Bregman needs to come back a little bit sooner than originally expected and needs to be as good as he was, right? Like, he can't come back and take a while to get going. And also, you're going to need these young guys to get going. Like, that's obviously a huge part of this equation.
Yeah. No, they have to. They have to. And, you know, I think they will, but again, that's a guess. I would wager on them being more than a game over 500 moving forward. Playing from here to the end of the year, but that's a bet I would make. That's far from a lock. By the way, good point by the Twitch chat. We haven't talked about this on the air.
What do you got?
Crochet's their best player, but you, meaning me, spent all Friday wondering if he was cut out for the rivalry.
Turns out, yes.
Turns out, now he didn't win the
game.
No,
Jones, Keith. He did not get the win.
And
that's a fair
point.
And he
did give up a pretty crucial home run to Aaron Judge in a big spot.
Ball was smoked.
It's really the only thing Judge did all week.
I was going to say, he got him the first three times.
But I will acknowledge that Crochet actually pitched well in this start against the Yankees, unlike the last one where he fake pitched well. People try to tell you he pitched well in that other start. This one he actually did.
He was fantastic.
I'm no longer concerned about him handling well. Let's put it on ice for a minute.
No, I'm good.
I'm not concerned about whether or not he can handle
it. He can do it, and I think he is going to be one of these guys that looks forward to it and is like all about it. Like, because we were joking about how his time with the White Sox, like how many fans were even in the stands for any of those games? I mean, that might as well
20?
Have been a high school game.
There you go.
Seven.
Yeah.
Like, nobody there. It never mattered. Never played a game that had any significance, which is wild for a major leaguer, but it was kind of out of his control. He was just on like a dump of a team. And now he's going to a full Fenway Park playing against the Yankees. That's awesome. That was probably the best, biggest start of his career. And hopefully there's playoffs sooner rather than later for him to also kind of have those moments. But yeah, he was awesome. And I'll tell you what, you know, Judge ties the game, and then they, you know, you got to take Crochet out. If they lost that game,
oh,
it would have been demoralizing.
So I I would not have ripped, even if they lost that game, I wouldn't have ripped Cora for bringing Crochet back out for the ninth. I like that he did that.
He was pitching pretty well.
I like that he leaned on Bayo yesterday. Like, I like that he's leaning on the starters a little bit. And I don't really even like Bayo as a starter, but he had it going yesterday. I like that he leaned on him in those starts. Again, we have an 8 o'clock Zoom call tonight, Keith.
I can't wait.
So we're going to have to stay up for that. We'll react to it tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's going to be Sam Kennedy and Craig Breslow. They really should have talked last night. They certainly should have talked earlier today.
Right.
The fact they're hiding it and burying it at 8 p.m. tonight is soft.
8 o'clock tonight, like, as the NBA Finals are going on.
Oh,
we're pretty
point.
Close to it.
Good point.
Like,
and I'm sure they can justify
lame.
It by saying the team's
know,
on the West
Coast,
and people are like, they're going to justify it that way?
Yeah.
They should have done this. It's a Zoom call. You could do it from anywhere. You could do it at this morning. Selfishly, I would like it during our show.
Yeah.
But whatever. You could have done it last night. You could have done it earlier today.
Right.
And they're trying to bury it at 8 p.m. tonight.
Yeah.
Which tells you they know it's not playing well from a PR standpoint.
Also feels like it's going to be impossible to win the press conference. There's really not much they can say that's going to sway the people that hate this trade so much. Even if you're like, oh, well, Devers wanted to get traded. Like, that's people aren't going to go, oh, okay. All right, he wanted to get traded, so they had to do it. Like, no, I don't think that's going to work.
But if you say he requested a trade, like he told them he wanted out, that's going to win some people
but
over.
Because this
and
whole...
By the way, I think that's true.
I think if it was everything else was quieter, you might be able to sway people that way. But because we know they didn't communicate with them, they were signing Bregman. They didn't communicate till it was late that they
He'll
were going to
be justified
DH.
In
yeah,
asking
Yeah, they're going to be like, well, why would he do all this? Like, you guys already screwed him. So there are definitely people that are going to be Team Devers on this one throughout. I am curious how much they try to either point the finger at him or try to do like the, hey, this is what was best for everybody kind of thing. Like, it's going to be interesting to see these two guys squirm a bit.
617-779-7937. Let's go to, how about Kelly in Amherst waiting for a while? Go ahead, Kelly.
What's up, guys? Great show. So, yeah, I don't have, like, a source or anything. I just kind of have a feeling. I think I know what's really going on with the Devers. Obviously, we don't know, did we kick him out or did he want to go? So, assuming he wanted to go, we all know that there's all this issues with the don't play this base, can't play that base, whatever. We get all that. I think what people are not talking about is, what did you just mention a minute ago? You said, quote, Mookie Betts is 10 times the player Devers is. Mm-hmm. I think that's the issue right there. He's in a real ugly situation here where he is expected, because of his salary, unfairly to try to fill the shoes of Mookie Betts. Might as well try to fill the shoes of Tom Brady. It's not going to happen. I think that's why. He just left because he doesn't feel good here. That's it.
Okay. Well, I mean, he didn't have to take the money and replace Mookie Betts if he didn't want to, so I don't really feel all that bad for him. But I never expected him to be Mookie Betts.
Would you turn down $300 million?
No, I wouldn't. But I'm just saying, I don't feel bad for him that he had to follow Mookie Betts, and woe is him with his $313 million.
Right.
I don't feel bad for him at all.
Well, I do think that's sort of one of the talking points with this, is that he doesn't feel respected. To which you would then say, they're paying you more than any other player on the team long term.
Get some top 10 MVP votes. I'll respect you. How about that?
$300 million is a lot of respect. There's not a ton of those contracts in baseball.
Get the team over 500. I know they just won a game over 500.
Make a playoff.
But, like, like, you were 500 last year. You were in last place the 2 years prior. So, like, I don't know. Win some ball games. Get top 10 MVP votes. And, oh, by the way, you're making a lot of money. But anybody who thought he was going to be Mookie Betts, that's on them. Like, I never thought that for a second.
Yeah.
And I was very pro-handing him the contract when they did. I wanted them to spend money on Devers. That's before he turned into a selfish clown. 617-779-7937. We'll mix in more of your thoughts from the Yankees series this weekend, plus all your reaction to Rafi Devers. A lot of you waiting patiently. We'll get to you next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.